I start slowly to think into these people that the Killybegs Island area is over here, geographically fairly big, and we're over here, we're cut off from the rest of the county. So hopefully with this review, it'll take it ahead that something will be done, and hopefully we will get our second ambulance reinstated back into Killybegs.
And why they have committed to carry out this review, did they give you any indication that some progress would be made on it?
No, in fairness, we had a very good meeting with them. I must say that Martin Dunn and Pat were very cordial. It was a good meeting to be at, and he would make no promises. He says, we'd make no promises. We'd put our review in place, and he says, we will review it. And he says, we will call you back in a couple of months. And he says, whether you like it or not, he says, we'll have the facts and figures and times and dates and everything here. And he says, hopefully we can sort something out then.
But in the meantime, unfortunately, there is still a limited cover within Killybegs.
Yeah, that's our biggest problem. When our ambulance rolls over here, we have no cover from Funtown into Malinbeg. And that's what we tried to stress to him yesterday. The plan they have is great in big cities and big towns, but when you're cut off and you're over, as we said, over through the gap, and you have to go on through, I mean, you're still an hour and a half away from the hospital at any one time, and that's only, you have to do a return journey then, so you're talking 3 hours.